up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
And here we are once again, ladies and gentlemen. It's another... Did my voice crack? That was ridiculous. It's another week of exciting old-time music. Here on Tim Zumpa Hour, it is your old-time oldies show, and we call it that because we play old-time music, and we play old records on the show. There is none of that fancy high-tech digital stuff or CDs here. Everything we play comes from a phonograph record, so you know they're old-time oldies because they quit making records an awfully long time ago. Actually, records are kind of on a resurgence now. They said, I read an article in the last week, vinyl sales are just skyrocketing like crazy, and I don't know that there's any new polka records coming out on actual vinyl, but hey, it's a possibility, you know. I guess, you know, it's kind of a retro thing, and some people are digging the analog sound, and young people are going, records, that's pretty cool. So, anyway, see, we haven't even started the show, and we're already off on a tangent. It's going to be one of those weeks, I can see that already. Let's just get it rolling, shall we? Polka Tradition starts us with one called Polka on the Jukebox.
Sitting in this Polish bar, trying it on again. Cause ever since you went away, how broken up I've been. I wish there was a way to make you come back one more time. There's a polka on the jukebox, and you are on my mind. People come and go all night, but no one's right for me. But I can't stay alone tonight with just your memory. So I'll just order one more glass and drown my hurt in wine. There's a polka on the jukebox, and you are on my mind. Now on my left there's one guy left, and he's about to fall. And on my right's a sorry sight, he feels no pain at all. My last time I'll play the song that once was yours and mine. There's a polka on the jukebox, and you were on my mind. They're closing up the Polish bar, so I'll be going home. But if some night you look for me, I won't be there alone. I'll be back here every night, right up to closing time. With a polka on the jukebox, and you'll be on my mind.
All right, there you go, Polka on the Jukebox, and the Polka Tradition here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. They don't actually mean to physically get on the jukebox and do the polka. You play a polka, you know, from within the jukebox, actually. I just thought we should clarify that right here in the beginning of the show. I don't know, it's already feels like a weird show, and we're only one song into it. First of all, I started pulling records out, and I went and got another box of records out of the attic, and I don't even need them because I already had a pile of records that I got ready last week for this week's show, and I got records all over the place. Holy cow, what a... Talk about, normally I'm out of counter space, and now it's even worse. Now I've discovered we don't even have a calendar in this studio yet. I'm sitting here looking at December of 2015's calendar, and I'm counting. All right, it's this many days. We're almost done with January already. And the problem is, there's no wall space, so I can't hang a calendar anywhere. So we get these little desk calendars. You know, they're like, what is that, maybe 8 inches by 6 inches, and they sit on the desk, and it fits right here in this one little spot. And I don't know where to get another one. The last one came from the body shop from a year ago from when I got my car fixed after I hit a deer. And I suppose I could just pop over there and go, hi, remember me? A year's gone by and I need another calendar. Sorry I haven't crashed into anything yet. I don't know, but we need a desk calendar desperately if anybody's listening out there in the office that we don't even have anyway. All right, Marv Herzog is on the way next. This is called The Drifting and Dreaming Polka. There and Drifting and Dreaming Polka here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Another great old-time oldies. That's why we call it that, old-time music. Played old-time style right off of Genuine Phonograph Records here on the show. We do give into a little bit of technology, though, and that's when it comes to communicating. You can get a hold of us here at the Zumpa Hour very easy via email, and it's a pretty easy email address to remember. It's just Zumpa Hour, all one word, smashed together, all little letters, ZumpaHour@mail.com. So if you have a request or you'd like to find out something about a band or a dedication or whatever, we would be delighted to hear from you. So with that, let's move on to the Bob Brenny Band and North, South, East, West Polka.
I'm so happy when I am near you.
there you go. That is the Bob Rennie Band and North, South, East, West Polka. Here at Tim Zumpa Hour, it is your old-time oldie show. Shimoleskis are on the way next, so hang on for that. But I wanted to talk about the World of Accordions Museum in Superior, Wisconsin. We talk about them just about every week, and we encourage you to stop by and pay them a visit if you should happen to find yourself in the area. Or maybe you want to make Duluth Superior and the North Shore of Lake Superior a destination for a vacation. It'd be great, especially if you're camping or if you like hiking or fabulous scenery and waterfalls and hiking trails and all kinds of groovy stuff. And if you start in the Duluth Superior area, you could start at a World of Accordions Museum right there. It's on Belknap Street in Superior, and it depends which brochure you read. There are lots of accordions and concertinas on display. I always say over 1,400, and I have literature here that now says it's over 1,700. Chronicles the entire world history of the instrument, the music, the heritage, and it's all there for you. You know, you want to look up the music, you want to look up about the instruments, the heritage, the people who wrote the music, performed the music. You want to go to a concert, they've got a concert hall. You want to go to some outdoor concerts in the summer, they have that. It's just, it's a lot more than just a museum, and it's worth checking it out if you find yourself in the area. That's the A World of Accordions Museum. And it's in Superior, Wisconsin. And see, now I lost my note where I wrote it down. There it is. It's www.accordionworld.org. I always remember that it's Accordion World, but I don't remember that it's .org all the time. So you need to double check on that. But all the information's there. It's inside the Harrington Arts Center in Superior, Wisconsin. Check it out. A World of Accordions Museum. All right. The Shimoleskis Showtime Band is up. Here's the Playmate Polka. Oh, my goodness. Surprise little kids at the end there. And that is the Shimoleskis Showtime Band, the Playmate Polka, here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. I was looking at the label on a record here, and they, you know, they have credits on, you know, the record, who's playing what and whatnot. And it says here that, because they're obviously the kids were singing, and it says that Amanda Shimoleskis is singing on that song, as is Tiffany Shimoleskis. And then it says, Jody Shimoleski looked cute and smiled a lot. I assume she's the littlest of the group. So there you go. Anyway, the Shimoleski Showtime band. They have different versions of the band, it seems like, different records over the years. There's the Funtime Band and the Showtime Band and the Shimoleski Brothers, if you go back a ways. So, yeah, it gets kind of crazy here. All right, see, now I got so busy listening to that and looking at that that I totally forgot to decide which record I was going to play next here. So let's just go with Renata and Girls, 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 and Are You on the Road to Loving Me Again Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour.
Did you realize the future lies right here where it began? GPS just throws a kohach mia. Did you realize the future lies right here where it began? GPS just throws a kohach mia. Are you on the road to loving me again? Did you realize the future lies right here where it began? GPS just throws a kohach mia.
There you go, Renata and Girls, 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 and Are You on the Road to Loving Me Again Polka? And that really is a really long name for a song. And then when you put Renata and Girls, Girls, Girls after that, it's a very long entry in the computer playlist here, because I actually try to keep track of all the songs we play here on the Oompa Hour, because sure as heck, somebody sends an email and says, you know, what was that one song you played? And they give me a date from like 6 months ago, and it was about this, and I can just go boink, and there it is, if I'm lucky. And that was recorded at Aleatoric Studios. That's the Mrzinski, Tom Mrzinski's record label down in Minneapolis. And they all have this certain sound. And as long as we're playing records from the Aleatoric label, I thought I'd grab one of the Mrzinski Brothers records here. And every time I grab this particular record, I always play The Devil Came Up to Minnesota, which is a takeoff on The Devil Went Down to Georgia. I always, because I think it's just a hoot, but I am not going to play it this time, because I always play it when I grab this album. And I'm not going to play it this time. We're gonna go for a different track. Mrzinski Brothers, here's Don't Let the Stars Get in Your Eyes Polka.
Don't let the
See, it was a trick ending, and I didn't get caught that time. Rosinski Brothers there, and Don't Let the Stars Get in Your Eyes Polka, here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Don't forget to, you can also find us on Facebook, and I really need to remember to put more stuff on the Facebook thing, so it's more interesting when you get there. And if you go there and like it, I promise I'll put more stuff there. How does that sound, all right? Now, the next record I have, I was going to play the other side. I guess you would call it the B-side. I guess it doesn't really say which is the A-side or the B-side. Well, maybe it does. Let me see. Oh, yeah, itty-bitty print there. That ends in a B, doesn't it? All right. But anyway, I have Bob Mestel and the Polka Sharps. And I was originally going to play the Politician Polka because there's so much politician in the news lately. I mean, holy cow. And I thought, but, you know, the other side is called Eichatz Landler. And then in parentheses under it, it says Squirrel. And it has X's on it that I put on it probably 30 or 40 years ago, that this was the good side. And I listened to both sides, and both sides are good. But I'm going to play the side with the X on it, and I'm going to put it back in the pile. So next week, or maybe the next week, we'll play the Politician Polka. And just because I don't know how to say it, it says Eichatz Landler is what it says. Also says Squirrel on it. You decide. Here's Bob Mestel and the Polka Sharps on Tim Zumpa Hour. So now I could almost count that as a waltz, couldn't I? Because we always try to do a waltz in the show. Well, maybe. I'll play a full-blown real waltz here in a little bit because I always try to promise to do that. So we'll see what we can do. All right, Kenny Bass and the Polka Poppers on the way here. This is the Queen of Hearts Polka. Thank you. have it, Kenny Bass and his Polka Poppers with the Queen of Hearts Polka. Here at Tim Zumpa Hour, it is your old-time oldies show, and we're gonna try to jog the old memory banks a little bit here. If you remember, back in the 50s, there was kind of a gimmick that was used in a lot of popular records. Made a lot of hit records, though, so I guess it was a good gimmick. In fact, the gimmick pretty much saved the Liberty Record Company, but that's a whole other story that we don't have time for. And that gimmick would be the Chipmunks, or the use of funny little voices in songs. Remember, because you had the Chipmunks had their big Christmas song and Alvin's harmonica, and the sales of those records pretty much saved the Liberty Record Company. You had, who else? The Big Bopper did one, the Purple People Eater meets the Witch Doctor. You had Sheb Woolley doing the Purple People Eater. You had David Seville with the Witch Doctor, who was actually the guy behind the Chipmunks, of course. You had the Nutty Squirrels doing Uh-Oh. Remember that one? That was actually a charted record. That funny little voice was a thing back in the 50s and early 60s, and darned if the old-time people didn't get in on that, too, and I completely forgot about this record until I was up in the attic again, digging out ridiculous records, and I can't believe I'm going to play this, but it's an old-time record. It's a Lil Wally record, even. Lil Wally, no dummy. He thought we can cash in on the, you know, anytime you have that speeded-up little voice thing, you know, it's like the Chipmunks, but it's not really the Chipmunks. This is the old gray mare, Lil Wally, and the singing Wabbits. Yes, that is Wabbits with a W. So I decided to play the old gray mare side just because it's the A side. Because the other side is a baby doll polka with the singing Wabbits with Eddie Lash and his concertina. So maybe we'll save that one for next week. But anyway, here you go. Lil Wally and the singing Wabbits.
Pony boy, why are you so weary? Take me back, take me now to my honey dearie. Giddy up, let's not make her worry. Giddy up, step it up, get there in a hurry. So weary, take me back, take me now to my honey dearie. Giddy up, let's not make her worry. Giddy up, step it up, get there in a hurry.
Is Lil Wally and the singing Wabbits and the old gray mare here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old time oldie show. Yes, you could tell all your friends and neighbors that you heard it here first. Yikes, you may have heard it here only. yeah. All right, we need to get back to our Minnesota roots a little bit here on the Oompa Hour, because, you know, we do the show up in northern Minnesota, and I have Earl Schmidt and his band from Cologne, Minnesota. At least that's where we're from when they made this record about 40 years ago. Here's the Sauerkraut Polka. you go. Sauerkraut Polka, Earl Schmidt and the band here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. And yes, I always do promise that we will do a waltz, and so we're going to do a waltz, because we always try to do at least one waltz every show. So if you're waiting for your chance to dance, this is it. Bernie Robertson, his orchestra, and here's the Oklahoma Waltz.
Shine down with your light, moon sailing on high. Where is my darling tonight? Go send her my love, tell her I'm pining away, waiting in old Oklahoma and hoping she'll come back someday.
Bernie Robertson and his orchestra there, and the Oklahoma Waltz here at Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Great old-time songs always coming your way off of Genuine Phonograph Records here on the program. Time to pick it back up again. Here are the Polkaleers, and that's kind of awkward to say, the Polkaleers, and the Sparkling Polka. sparkling polka. The Polkaliers here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. As time is flying right through another show here. I don't know how that happens every week. But we have Happy Louie and his polka band now. This is the Beer Mug Polka. The Beer Mug Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show, of course, and Happy Louie and his polka band. And let's see, where are we going next? Oh, Pete and the Polka Timers are on the way here, and the Johnny's Knockin' Polka.
Thank you.
There you go. Johnny's Knocking Polka. Pete and the Polka Timers here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. I'm not sure. For a millisecond there, I kind of felt like I was channeling Lawrence Welk. Did you hear that a little bit? Because Pete and the Polka Timers there. A wonderful number. I don't know where that comes from. I've really got to get that fixed. All right, we got time for a couple more tunes here in the show this week. Big Daddy Lukowski up next. Why not? Here's Mockingbird Hill.
Round my windowsill, then my heart fills with gladness when I hear the trill of the birds in the treetops on Mockingbird Hill. La la la, tweedly dee dee, it gives me a thrill to wake up in the morning to the mockingbird's trill. La la la, tweedly dee dee, there's peace and goodwill. You're welcome as the flowers on Mockingbird Hill.
Big Daddy Lukowski and Mockingbird Hill here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Stick around because we're going to wrap things up with the Ample Airs coming up.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention. The International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
All right, I'm going to sneak in one more tune here in the Oompa Hour this week, so hang on here. Got an Ample Airs coming up in a second. I should probably throw out there just a little hang in there to all the folks who are out east in that gigantic snowstorm that's coming through. Depending when you hear the show, it may be old news by now. It could have been days ago, but still, they're digging out there. And hope you're all okay and you're all playing it safe out there, because that's some crazy stuff when you get a whole ton of snow at one time, because believe me, that does happen around here in northern Minnesota as well. So just play it safe and take it easy out there. Slow down. Don't shovel so much snow that you give yourself a heart attack. That's a huge thing, actually. It sounds kind of weird, but it does happen quite a bit if there's a lot of snow to be shoveled. So just be careful. Take it easy. Don't push it. Drive careful. All that good stuff to everybody out east dealing with that big snowstorm that happened this week. All right. Let's wrap up the show. How about the Ample Airs? This is the Caledonia Polka. That's the Caledonia Polka here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show, and that does kind of actually bring to a close the show for this week. If you can believe that already, isn't it amazing how fast an hour can just sail by, huh? Don't forget, you can email us, too, oompahour@mail.com. We're waiting for your cards and letters. I guess they aren't really cards and letters when they come in the email, are they, huh?
I'm getting up when the next-door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones, and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in beautiful downtown Bovee, Minnesota, and brought to you by the International Polka Association and the World of Accordions Museum. We'll be back and do it all over again next week, just like we're starting again. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody!